Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you. The Warrior's here. The Root's on fire. I've been working so overtime to get ready for this show, I didn't have a chance to staple. No, usually you hear me staple in the background. Look. I didn't have a chance today to staple. All of my articles are unstapled. Liberals would say I'm unstapled. Oh, it's great to be here with all of you on a wonderful Thursday, which means almost, thank God, it's Friday. Today's Thursday, so we're actually over the hump. It's Thursday, January 6th, and everything Biden's trying to do to make January 6th into a combination of 9/11 and Pearl Harbor is just not working. What do you think? Latest polls are out. Joe Biden is at 35%. These are not Rasmussen polls. These are liberal polls and oversampled Democrats. It's amazing. And this guy comes out and he tells you that he paints it as it's Pearl Harbor. I want to read you my two responses to that. Looks, these were my social media posts at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, because I'm not allowed on Twitter. I'm banned for life, of course, because everybody who's good and who tells the truth is banned for life. Looks like painting January 6th protest about a stolen election as Pearl Harbor has failed miserably. Biden has no one left. 35%. You know all those polls oversample Democrats, so Biden's real approval rating is in the 20s. You know Kamala's real rating is in the single digits. And among white Americans, last poll I saw, 29% for Biden, but that includes liberal single moms. So that means among white males, and especially white married males, he's probably like 4% most hated president and VP in history. In history. Here's another one. Democrats busy calling, this is another one of my posts, I should say. Democrats busy calling January 6th another Pearl Harbor. More lies, fake news, and communist brainwashing. You know what's really another Pearl Harbor? A rigged and stolen presidential election? Open borders with millions coming in? Running away from Afghanistan and leaving American citizens and $85 billion in military equipment on the ground? Vaccine mandates, which have cost millions of Americans their jobs? Massive inflation, which is destroying the middle class? The purposeful destruction of the energy industry? All of those are another Pearl Harbor. January 6th was a protest. If protests are Pearl Harbor, then believe me, BLM riots are Pearl Harbor. And then finally, there's another article out that says Biden paints Trump supporters as domestic terrorists in a speech today. And I responded, sounds like communist dictator to me. We're domestic terrorists, but no problem letting every scumbag murderer in the world cross our open border with COVID. No problem letting every criminal and drug dealer off without bail. No problem with BLM looting and torching the entire nation. No problem with record rates of murder in every Democrat-run city. This is classic Saul Alinsky. Democrats are the actual domestic terrorists, so they call us what they are. That's what Saul Alinsky said. Look in the mirror. Whatever you are, blame the other guy. So if you're a domestic terrorist, you call the other guy a domestic terrorist. So now you get an idea of how I feel about these crazy liberals. And by the way, you know, this show is 99% politics. But every once in a while I cover business, every once in a while I cover sports, and every once in a while I cover my favorite topic, dogs, because I love my dogs. And I've got Bubba, and I've got Buddy, and I've got Pacino, and I love my dogs. And so I want to introduce just a couple of very quick sports stories, then on to a bunch more important news. But there's a dog story, before I get to the sports story, that you got to hear, because this is why I love dogs. And this is why dog is God spelled backwards. And this is why dogs are called man's best friend. So Cameron Laundry of Heartland, Vermont, is one lucky guy with one great dog. On Monday night, January 3rd, highway drivers spotted a German Shepherd running loose on the highway near the Veterans Memorial Bridge on I-89 near the New Hampshire-Vermont border. It's a miracle she wasn't struck and killed in traffic. But this is one determined dog, a little guardian angel, said the police. When the New Hampshire State Police responded to reports of this wandering dog on the highway at 10 p.m., they quickly realized the pup wasn't wandering. The dog had a purpose, to lead police to the scene of an accident where two people, including her owner, lay badly injured in need of help. Police tried to corral the pup, but the puppy got away from them and led them past the damaged section of the guardrail and towards the rollover crash of a 2019 Ford F-350 pickup. Two men had been ejected from the car, which was totaled. The dog wanted Trooper Sandberg and the other officers to follow her. Tinsley never tried to run away, but rather she led them further up the road and over the bridge. Unbelievable. The commander of the New Hampshire State Police said it's a real-life Lassie story. Tinsley led law enforcement directly to the crash scene to provide assistance. She is the hero. Lebanon police called for medical assistance. First responders found the two victims of the crash injured and hypothermic. Tinsley, the dog, was wet but not hurt, and apparently later received goodies for all her bravery, including a venison dinner. That's funny. Fox Digital reached out to Landry, the owner, or Laundry. It looks like Laundry, L-A-U-N-D-R-Y, but I'm not sure how that's pronounced, but let's say Laundry, by phone on Wednesday afternoon. Was expecting to hear back momentarily. Did not hear back by the time of publication. But Laundry said after the crash, she's my guardian angel. It's a miracle how she has that kind of intelligence to do what she did. So I've just, you know, I've told you on the show before about my love for dogs and animals in general, but dogs in particular are man's best friend, and dog is God spelled backwards, and there's a good reason for that. What a wonderful story. And I'd expect nothing less from Bubba and Buddy and Pacino. Trust me. I love my dogs. I love my dogs. I love my dogs. And I just don't want anybody to ever forget that Joe Biden left the service dogs on the tarmac to die in cages in the heat in Afghanistan. And if they got out of the cages somehow, if someone nice enough to let them out, they were shot dead by the Afghanis. You know, the Taliban and all the bad people there, the ISIS and the Al-Qaeda and whoever else is there, the terrorist animals. I'm sure all those dogs are dead now, every single one of them, and probably tortured before they died. Folks, this is a bad man. This is an evil man, Joe Biden. And then on top of that, I don't want you to forget that Dr. Fauci had experiments on beagles, little puppies, where they were lying paralyzed. They were shot with drugs to paralyze them, and then their heads were locked inside a cage, and in the or a glassed-in cage, right? And in the cage were thousands of little, like tsetse fly bugs that bite you to death and peck their eyes out. And they lied there paralyzed while their eyes were being pecked out. These are puppies, living, breathing puppy dogs that were tortured and killed by Dr. Fauci. I just want you all to understand that. It's the most sickening thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And these are the people that are running your country. And I think we should send them to Guantanamo. Anybody who tortures and murders dogs, anyone who leaves dogs behind, I send you to Guantanamo. I find you guilty in front of a jury, and then hang the sons of bitches. I'll tell you right now, you kill a dog around me, it's an eye for an eye, mother trucker. I just want you to know that. I'm on record. No one touches a dog around me, you filthy scum. Biden and Fauci are disgusting, low-life, evil scum. All right, on to a sports story. I told you I'd get to two dog and sports stories before I get to the important political stories. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers released Antonio Brown today. Officially, he's gone. Now, here's a guy that literally refused to go in and play football during Sunday's game, gave up on his teammates in the middle of the game, took his shirt off, flexed his naked chest muscle in front of the crowd, and then ran off into the locker room. And the coach said he's played his last play for me. He's not with Tampa Bay anymore. But since then, the coach probably had a talking to from the general manager and the owner, because they hadn't made their decision yet. And he said, you know what, it's not my decision, it's the general manager's decision. Well, the general manager and the ownership today said, you're gone. And Antonio Brown is gone days after ditching the team mid-game. And reports came out today, I believe I saw it in the UK Daily Mail, that this low-life piece of garbage named Antonio Brown is one of the most talented players ever in the history of football, at wide receiver, by the way. So I try and give you both sides of every story. He's not a decent human being. He's a horrible human being. He's a piece of garbage. But as a player, he's one of the most talented wide receivers in history. And this guy, the night before, I guess, broke curfew, came back to his room with some girl slash stripper slash hooker, but I'll say alleged stripper hooker, and he wound up having sex with her all night, and he promised her to watch the game and see what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a show for you. And then he did what he did, you know, took his shirt off and flexed his muscles and ran off in front of the crowd. So this goes to show you what a mentally ill human being this poor guy is. I actually feel bad for him. There's something wrong with him. Antonio Brown of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I'll keep saying allegedly maybe. Allegedly maybe. I'm not there. I can't tell you for sure, but it sure seems obvious to me that he's a bad guy, and I'm really glad Tampa Bay let him go. So in one open to the show, we got the goodness of dogs and the evil of Democrats and Biden and the CDC and Dr. Fauci, and we got the mental illness of football players. Not all football players, obviously, but some football players who have no right talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and social justice when in reality they're just creeps. They're just creeps. If you met them on a street, you'd hate them. If you met them at a bar, you'd hate them. If you had 5 minutes in their life, you'd hate them. So don't lecture me about social justice. By the way, these players that make $20 million a year, what do they do for fellow black people? Nothing. Oh, maybe they make themselves feel good out of their $20 million. You know, and they make $20 million for a 10-year career, so they make $200 million. And over the course of those 10 years, they give $1 million of their $200 million to some black charity, and they walk around like they're heroes of the world. They took care of their own people, and they're a hero to the black people. Don't you understand what a joke that is? That's like me taking a nickel out of my wallet, a dime out of my wallet, a quarter out of my wallet. It means nothing. To you and me, it's a lot of money to give $1 million to charity. But to these guys, $1 million is like me, you know, grabbing a one for the valet in Las Vegas. And by the way, that's what everybody does. I give every valet a five. Sometimes I give them a 10, and once in a while I give them a 20, depending on how busy it is and what favor they do for me. But I take care of my friends, but I'm not worth $20 million a year. When we get back, lots more to tell you about politics, things that affect your life. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing till I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest price prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Hey, travelers, do you want to...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. So cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider can't collect and use your private information without your knowledge, and they can't track where you go on the internet without your knowledge. Do you want everyone in the world to know where you go on the internet? With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, family, personal, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. So I got a couple of letters I want to read to you. Here's one. You know, in Vegas, I always say that our governor, Sisolak, has completely ruined the economy. It's the dysfunctional economy, and he ruined conventions by saying he wants you to say you have to be vaccinated to walk into a convention. And some of them listen to him and some of them don't. But the ones who listen to him all have very few people coming there. As an example, back at Christmas week, or 2 weeks, was right before Christmas, with rodeo in town. And, of course, they said you have to have a mask, and they said you have to, they didn't say vaccinated, by the way. They didn't listen to the governor at all. Nobody said a word about being vaccinated. But they said you have to wear a mask. And I went to all these rodeo events and also Cowboy Christmas, which is 2 weeks long and has hundreds of retailers selling their goods to the Cowboys and the Cowboy fans, and there wasn't one person wearing a mask. Nobody wore a mask. Nobody. No one gives a crap about authority anymore. We all laugh in your face. Hey, Governor Sisolak, here's a finger. That's what everybody gave him, the finger. They don't wear masks. Real Cowboys don't wear masks. So when he said that this year's CES, Consumer Electronics Show, well, you have to be vaccinated and masked, I said, no one's coming. And sure enough, I guess no one's coming. I don't go near the things. I have no idea. But I know CES, Consumer Electronics Show, is in town right now. It started, I guess, Monday. Today is Thursday, or maybe it started Tuesday. But it's all this week. And it used to be the biggest show in all of America, like 250,000 people and 2,000 exhibitors. And you have to be vaccinated to attend. Here's a letter from one of my fans. Wayne, I'm a Lyft driver. I sat for more than an hour between 3 and 4 o'clock yesterday, the first day. Oh, yesterday was the first day of CES. Yesterday, the first day of CES at the convention center with no rides. I've driven a taxi and done Lyft for 20 years and have never seen anything like this. I'm at the airport right now. It is the most quiet I have ever seen. A TSA employee said she has never seen it so slow. So I'm sure it's a combination of nobody's coming because you got a proof of vaccinations. That kills half your audience at least. See, I've always argued even if half of America is vaccinated, half is not. The half that is unvaccinated are the people that spend all the money and own all the businesses. You know, so the smartest people who are business people with common sense are unvaccinated. So when you say half of America is vaccinated, and they claim like 62% is vaccinated, and like 75% is at least one vaccine, I don't believe any of that for a second. I think the real numbers are like somewhere around 50-50 or even less for vaccinated. And the people who are unvaccinated are all the spenders of America, the producers. So when you say unvaccinated can't come to someone's restaurant, or you say unvaccinated can't come to a convention, then no one's going to come. Because the people who are vaccinated are poor, and for the most part, they're not the ones who go to a convention. They don't travel. So, you know, you totally ruined the convention. So I would say it's that, and of course a combination of flights being all screwed up. All the flights in America are screwed up, right? And why are the flights screwed up? Because you've got a vaccine mandate, and the pilots, stewardesses, they hate that word, right? Flight attendants, and the flight crews, and the mechanics. A lot of them were forced to quit, a lot of them were fired, and a lot of others are just calling in sick, so the whole country is a freaking mess for a variety of reasons. There's nobody at CES, obviously. Nobody at CES. Here's another letter I got that you should hear. Wayne just passing this on. Guy's name is Chris. He says, it's just confirmation of what you and many others already know. Keep the music low. The vaccines are failures, and they are death shots. Our daughter has profound developmental disabilities and autism, and she lives in a state-run residential rehabilitation center. This fall, they fired all of their unvaccinated staff. But since they've continued to have multiple fully vaccinated staff test positive for COVID again and again, what is frustrating for us as parents is that every time someone tests positive, they put the entire unit under lockdown, and we are denied access to our own daughter. She and other residents suffer so much. They are denied family. They are denied outings. They are denied recreation. They are denied Special Olympics. Special Olympics has been canceled for 2 years. I mean, this is what's going on in America. Do you understand what a joke it is? They fired the unvaccinated. The ones who are left are all vaccinated, and they've all got COVID. Every vaccinated person is getting COVID or has COVID. It's a joke.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden insists his speech marking the one-year anniversary of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol will not further divide America. In his speech, Biden putting the blame for the riot squarely on the shoulders of former President Donald Trump. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise disagrees and says Biden's speech was divisive.
When you look at what's going on today and just seeing the way Speaker Pelosi, President Biden, Kamala Harris are just trying to politicize this, try to compare it to the thousands who died at Pearl Harbor on September 11th, it just is very clear they want this to be a politicized day.
A funeral took place in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday for Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, sponsor of the segment of the show. It's Sons of Liberty. Have you heard the latest about how the mortality rates drop dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D? Almost to nothing, by the way. Many studies show it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Now, our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, they've got the highest quality CBD in the world. Remember, CBD is not pot. It's 100% legal. They've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. And by the way, these guys should think about creating vitamin sprays for every single important vitamin. Vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. That's WAR, W-A-R, 15 for Wayne Allyn Root. That proves you're a fan of yours truly and a listener to this show. WAR15 at checkout, 15% off forever. Every product, any product. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. All right, we've got our guest here. Pastor Dave Scarlett, pastor of His Glory Worldwide Ministry. He teamed up with the actor Nick Searcy on the movie Capital Punishment to help educate Americans as to what really happened on January 6th. So I thought it would be a perfect timing to get him here on January 6th, the anniversary of what I think was a minor protest, but an anniversary of what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are trying to sell the American people is equal to Pearl Harbor meets 9/11. This is the most incredible lie, fake news, fraud, sales job, crooked sales job in the history of mankind. It's just beyond belief. Pastor Dave Scarlett, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Do you agree with my summation, what a joke this is, that it's equal to Pearl Harbor and 9/11? Can you imagine 5,000 to 6,000 people died combined in those two events? And at the event in Washington, D.C., it was a peaceful protest. Not one Trump supporter, to my knowledge, brought a gun. Not one. And the only people that died were Trump supporters who got shot by the police, beaten by the police, trampled because the police pushed everyone on top of each other. And a couple of cops, sadly, unfortunately, had heart attacks or had some sort of seizures or strokes. But there was no 9/11 Pearl Harbor-like event on January 6th. Am I in the ballpark here?
Exactly right. And everything they told you was a lie. That's part of the tagline of Capital Punishment that Nick Searcy produced. It's everything they told you was a lie. We have a documentary of the actual truth of what happened on January 6th and what the fake news and the Nancy Pelosi's of the world and the Kamala Harris's are trying to sell the American people is nothing short of a lie.
Right. And so tell us, first of all, you were there, is that correct?
I was there, correct, yes.
So tell us what, to educate me, tell us what really happened. What did you see?
I was at the, I was outside the Capitol, not inside, I was outside the Capitol building. There was over 2 million people. You'll see this in the Capital Punishment movie. We've got drone footage that there was a huge amount of people. There were patriots, people praying for this country, praying for patriots to get our nation back. What I saw, I saw the Capitol Police open up the gates and allow the people to go into the Capitol building. I saw Black Lives Matter and Antifa wearing their shirts in black and then going off a side, coming down a side street, and then they would change into MAGA gear and then go into the crowd and infiltrate the crowd. We have that on footage as well. We have footage showing that people were actually paid to do this. We also know that there were FBI inside the crowd. I'm a Marine, so I knew that there was suspicious activity going on with the three-letter agency. We have a person in the movie who is a former Marine, and he's a former FBI specialist that worked with the Capitol Police, and is going to share you his experience and what he talked to people inside the FBI that they were indeed infiltrated as well. So it was an absolute complete lie on every level. You had somebody named Coy Griffin who was just praying in a microphone. They came back after him weeks later. They put him in jail for 9 days without a single phone call. All he got was a bologna sandwich and a cockroach-infested, isolated prison cell. And this is for somebody just praying on January 6th.
Yeah, and you listen, as horrible as that is, and I know it's horrible, and of course I'm outraged, but I got to tell you, we've had some of the prisoners who were arrested for the January 6th event have come on my show, and they've called in from their cell phones at the prison. And yeah. And while your pastor praying was literally in jail for 10 days or whatever, horrible. I mean, you can't believe that happens in America. But these guys have been in prison for 10 months without ever being able to see a single relative, friend, family, spouse, or even have a single meeting face-to-face with their lawyers. It's really incredible that this is America.
It's un-American. It's against our Constitution. And they're threatening us. When Nick Searcy and Chris Burghardt and I were having a conversation when we were going to launch this movie, they tapped our lines, and I had a FBI helicopter floating above about 10 feet above our studio here. They went after one of my production people to try to get footage. They've tried everything to intimidate, and they've done everything they possibly can to stop capital punishment from getting out. It is the most censored movie ever.
Crazy, crazy stuff, and I just am so sad it's happened in my country. And the ones who we've spoken to, both on the air and off the air, say that to be subjected to months of solitary confinement, verbal abuse, beatings from guards, denial of basic medical care, denied religious services, denied a decent diet, denied access to the attorneys. And I just saw yesterday, I did not hear this from anyone in person, Pastor Dave, but I did hear yesterday or see yesterday on a conservative website that one of the detainees from January 6th is close to death because of, I guess he has some sort of dietary consideration. They refuse to honor them, and so he's close to death. They're afraid he may die. That's like giving someone the death penalty in America for protesting.
It's absolutely un-American. And then we have known terrorists in Gitmo who have their own soccer field. They have their own Quran. They have their own TV in their stalls. But here in America, coming and praying and being a patriot, this is how these people were treated.
All right, so you're involved with this movie, Capital Punishment. When does this come out?
It's out now. You can get that on hisglory.tv. So it's available for download. It's available to buy DVDs. Again, it's the most censored movie that's ever come out, because once the truth of this movie comes out, it will blow people away, and it will open up Americans' eyes, Christians and patriots alike, uniting together to know what the truth is, because they have lied to us. We have three American generals in this documentary. There's General Flynn, there's General Boykin, and General McInerney. And they're going to tell you the truth of what really happened on January 6th.
You know, and listen, Pastor, I'm on your side, right? 100% on your side, not even 90%, 100%. But here's, you know, where I've become conditioned to believe the media is like the PR arm of the Communist Party. And the media does the bidding of the Democrats. So anything that makes Democrats look bad, the media hides and blacks out. So you're all excited that this video will open everyone's eyes. And I'm telling you that the media will never cover it, will never let anyone know it exists, and only the patriots who listen to my show and other shows that you're on as a guest, you have a chance of getting some of them to watch. But the people that we need to open the eyes aren't Wayne Root fans and Donald Trump fans. The people we need to get are the independents and the reasonable, you know, moderate Democrats out there, and the reasonable independents and the center right, Republicans who aren't, you know, purely on our side, but they're kind of close to it. We need to reach all of them, and without the mainstream media, you never do, and that's the problem. Our nation has become like a Soviet propaganda nation.
That's true. But, we couldn't even get advertising. We couldn't even pay for advertising on any of the major stations, even Fox News.
That's amazing.
They wouldn't even allow advertising for this event.
Yeah.
However, it's all boomeranging back on them, because you see the CNN and the MSNBC. Nobody's watching them anymore. And they're going for new sources. So once we get the word of mouth out, like going on your program here, it's starting to take off. I'm going to do Frank's speech next. There are people buying 30, 40, 50 of these DVDs at a time, and they're giving them to friends and family members. And I can't tell you how many people that are independents and Democrats that are saying, I never knew that. This can't happen in America. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it doesn't matter. We're Americans. Because if it could happen to Donald Trump, it can happen to a Democrat down the road as
right.
well.
Well, it happened to be, just so you know. And again, nobody really cared. But from 2000, I think it was 2011 to 2015, it was like a 4 or 5 year period that Obama himself sicked the IRS on Wayne Allyn Root. We know that. We got, I had Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, and he went after them and got all my IRS records. And it's clear this was an attack from the very top. President Obama wanted me audited and ruined by the IRS. This is what your government is doing to people. Just want everybody to know that. And I was in the media day night telling it to everyone, and everyone has the same reaction they do, I'm sure, to your film and the things happening to the January 6th detainees, which is, oh my God, I can't believe it's happening in America, but then they don't do anything about it. That's the problem. Too much inaction. I hope they go to your movie, Capital Punishment. Tell them where they find it one more time.
Yes, Capital Punishment, the most censored movie in the history of the United States by far, because they don't want you to know the truth. When the truth comes out, this whole thing flips. They can get that at hisglory.tv, hisglory.tv. You can get the DVD, you can get the download, you can buy a gift certificate to forward that on to somebody. We've got to get the truth out to people. And once the truth gets out, it's going to open up more and more people's eyes. And we will...
Hisglory.tv. We got to run. We're up against the break. Hisglory.tv. Thank you, Pastor Dave Scarlett. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran owned, service disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs for the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
So here's the choice. A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube.
6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Since I took ivermectin, I've got these horse things coming out of me, you know? It's unbelievable. Once you take the horse paste, that's it. You're done. I'm like a wild Mustang. The state of Nevada is going to have to grab me. They're going to designate me a wild Mustang. Oh, I just laugh. It's just, you got to laugh because it's so ridiculous. It's so absurd. It's like, here's the other thing that was funny about the whole ivermectin hydroxychloroquine thing. The way they denigrated these two, with ivermectin, they claimed it was for horses and pigs to deworm them, which is a total lie. But it's based a little bit on truth, which is what the media lives on. It's got to have some basis in truth. You're right. It is sold at feed stores for horses and pigs and cattle and etc. to deworm them. But the human version is a completely different pill developed for humans, developed with a so well that that they awarded them a Nobel Prize for medicine, and it's millions of people have taken it with no side effects, almost none. And so that's ivermectin. Then you go to hydroxychloroquine. That one's been around much longer, and literally billions have taken it with no side effects. And they take it primarily in places like Africa where they have malaria. And that's why you've never heard almost anything about COVID in Africa. In the deepest sub-Saharan Africa, where you think everyone's got, you know, starving, no immune system, they eat terrible food, they're swatting flies all day, cockroaches at their feet, rats in their beds. They're all diseased, right? Wouldn't they have COVID? No, nobody has COVID. Because it's over-the-counter hydroxychloroquine for malaria, and they all take it, and they don't get COVID. So the whole thing is an absolute travesty, and what they tried to tell people about hydroxychloroquine, you know, with ivermectin, was, you'll become a horse. Wayne Root's going to be a horse. Wayne Root's going to have horse tendencies. I'm going to grow hooves on my feet. But with hydroxychloroquine, they claimed it had bad side effects. Do you know what has bad side effects? The COVID vaccine has had terrible side effects, awful side effects, dropping dead. Children dropping dead of cardiac arrest. Athletes dropping dead of cardiac arrest. Everybody dropping dead in huge numbers of cardiac arrest and strokes and blood clots, but mostly cardiac arrest and myocarditis and all the other ones that I can't even pronounce that have to do with irregular heartbeat and skipping heartbeat, and so that's the side effect. But as far as hydroxychloroquine, Dr. Zelenko is a regular guest on the show, will tell you, it doesn't have any side effects. It literally, I mean, it has almost nothing in anybody. I'm sure every drug somewhere there's someone who's sensitive, like me, I'm very sensitive to drugs, who has a side effect. But in general, hydroxychloroquine has almost no side effects for anybody, he says. And it's as safe as Motrin. And yet they tried to make it like, oh my God, three people had heart palpitations after they took it that hard. Nobody could take hydroxychloroquine. If they used those standards on the COVID vaccine, we would have had to halt the COVID vaccine after the first 10 shots, right? And we should have. And if you use those standards on all the drugs they sell on TV, nobody can sell a single drug on TV because you even hear what they announce on TV. They show a person swinging on a swing with their children and a man who's just like about to pounce on his wife and have wonderful sex and the world is good and the sun is up and the sky is blue. And then they start going, side effects include dizziness, death, you know, paralysis. And you're like, what? This is the most incredible thing. Every drug has all these horrible side effects, you know. And they're going to make fun of ivermectin? They're going to make fun of hydroxychloroquine? It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Before I get some more news about COVID that you need to hear, let's talk about Tangible Investments because they are the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's official inflation at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what most people don't realize, it's actually much worse than it looks because they don't include gas prices, energy prices, or food prices, grocery prices in the inflation index. So it's really the highest in history. What can you do? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call them at toll-free 800-300-8441. 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Call them at 800-300-8441. They guarantee you the best prices and the best customer service. Just tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you. Tangible Investments. So when we come back for hour number two, I've got so much more to tell you. First of all, Donald Trump came out with a statement today about Joe Biden is so on the money and about voter fraud. That is so on the money. Number two, the VAERS website, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System website, is now out with the latest results as of December 24th, Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021. Wait till you hear the numbers that I've got for you. You're not going to believe these numbers. They're eye-opening. And then I think I was the first guy in the country to tell you that in England, keep the music low now, because this is important. In England, in the UK, they release stats. In America, they don't release anything negative. There's no truth allowed in America. But in England, going back about 6 months, the stats showed that each week that the shot is in you, the COVID vaccine, your immune system gets worse and worse and worse until eventually it's gone. And I announced this on the radios like 6 months ago. It must have been like late summer when I announced this. I've never heard this anywhere else. And it was official government statistics from the version of the CDC in England, whatever they call their CDC. Well, now Germany has put out government data that suggests fully vaccinated people with the COVID vaccine will literally lose their whole immune system until they become AIDS patients. Everything I ever said is truth. Truth. We'll be right back. I'll read you the exact story.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.